The first time Benjamin had seen a UFO, he was 7 years old. His father had taken him out for their first father-son camping trip in the deserts of Arizona. The two had spread out their camping supplies across the land, and Benjamin's father taught him how to put up a tent. The two had roasted hot dogs over a fire and burned quite a few marshmallows in the process of making s'mores. They bonded over an intense game of tic-tac-toe in the sand. Benjamin's father let him win, but the 7-year-old vowed to beat his father at the game for real one day. After they had laid down in their sleeping bags for the night, the darkness settled around them. Sounds of nature like the wind and the rustling of animals across sand filled the air. Benjamin's father drifted off easily, but Benjamin was having trouble falling asleep away from home. His mind wandered to the possibilities of a monster finding their remote tent and whisking him away. After about 30 minutes of anxious thoughts, Benjamin decided to sit outside by the fading campfire. He wasn't sure how much time had passed before he saw the mysterious flashes of light. The lights started as a distant glow, but soon they grew and loomed overhead. The bouncing, glowing orbs danced around the sky over him. Benjamin watched them with curiosity, wondering if they were airplanes or helicopters. Eerie sounds began to echo throughout the desert cavern, and Benjamin shivered as a chill ran through the air. The sudden drop in temperature made him reach for a blanket. The lights continued to hover, growing closer to Benjamin's location. They flickered, completely disappearing for a few brief moments before illuminating the sky yet again. After they reappeared for the second time, Benjamin realized the lights were right over his head. He looked up. And what he saw would have been mystifying for anyone, let alone a 7-year-old. What had appeared above him looked like a spaceship of sorts. Benjamin fell off his seat near the fire in shock. He scrambled backwards towards the entrance of his tent. The spaceship grew a little closer and a spotlight appeared, washing Benjamin in a bright white light. He was surprised his father hadn't woken up just from how bright it was. If he hadn't known it was well past his bedtime, Benjamin would have thought it was midday. The light remained over his head for almost a minute, growing warmer by the second. Benjamin began to sweat from the heat. Just as he was about to call his father for help, the light blinked 3 times, and then it disappeared, as if it was never there. Benjamin abandoned his seat outside and leapt inside the tent. He had no idea what he'd just seen, but he had some sort of understanding that the curiosity door that had been unlocked from this occurrence would last him the rest of his life. In the morning, Benjamin excitedly told his father about his experience. His father had laughed and told him that was a heck of a dream, but aliens and spaceships did not exist. For a 7-year-old, that was a shocking revelation, and it was one that Benjamin did not believe. He had seen that spaceship up close and felt the warmth of the light it generated. He would have to prove to his father that it hadn't been a dream. 10 years later, Benjamin had not given up on his dream. He had become something of an expert on extraterrestrial life. He had gone to camps, lectures, and museums dedicated to the topic. He had cultivated a group of like-minded friends who often went camping with him in the wilderness trying to spot spaceships. He had even written a paper in high school about the possibility of alien existence. Now that he had graduated, Benjamin felt like it was time to return to the faded campsite where he had his first and only alien encounter. Benjamin took a couple of his friends with him. They traveled together and grew more and more excited about the possibility of seeing a spaceship up close. Teenagers can make any idea seem like a good one. So, when the group drove up to the campsite and saw that it was closed, they brushed right past the warning signs. They had come this far for aliens, so they weren't going to stop over some red tape. The group parked off to the side of the road and began their trek into the wilderness. Benjamin led the way into the clearing where his father and him had camped 10 years ago. His friends, Maggie and Roger, followed behind him with their tents and telescopes in tow. As they walked, the group spoke excitedly about the type of spaceship Benjamin might have seen and what time was best to set up their telescope. Over the years, Benjamin had told anyone who would listen about his experience. But out of everyone he told, Maggie and Roger believed him the most. The two had defended Benjamin to his father when he insisted that aliens didn't exist and that Benjamin should give up. They had been with Benjamin every step of the way, so it was only fitting that they be there when the grand discovery was made. After reaching the clearing and setting up camp, nightfall quickly approached. The group made a campfire and settled around it. They shared stories of creepy occurrences they'd had over the years, and Benjamin recounted his own tale. By the time they had finished up dinner, stars and the moon were visible in the sky. If Benjamin hadn't been so nervous about whether the spaceship would reappear so many years later, he would have appreciated the beauty of the nature around him more. And maybe, he would have seen what was lurking in the rock formation south of their camp. But the only thought on Benjamin's mind was how great it would be to prove his father wrong. The group was so focused on setting up their telescope that they didn't see a flash of light bounce off the rock formation just a little ways down from their campsite. They were completely in the zone. Maggie and Roger fought over who should peer into the telescope lens first, before deciding that Benjamin should receive the honor. Benjamin pushed the two out of the way and took a look through the telescope's lens. He didn't see much at first, but after about 5 minutes, a flash of light appeared in the sky. Maggie and Roger cheered excitedly because even they were able to see it without a telescope. Benjamin stumbled back from the device, having been momentarily blinded by the light's illumination. The three looked up in the sky in wonder as the mysterious light bounded and bounced around. It was truly a sight to behold. Benjamin grabbed his camera and started recording. The light continued its flashing dance, but unlike that fateful night in his childhood, it did not venture closer. The light remained at a distance. Benjamin could feel a bit of disappointment, but he shook it off. There was still time for it to come closer. Unfortunately, it never did. After a while, the novelty wore off for Maggie and Roger. They began theorizing more practically about what could be causing the light. This made Benjamin feel extremely frustrated. He felt like maybe if he had come alone, the spaceship would have greeted him again. Eventually, the light flickered 3 times, just as it had before, and it disappeared. Maggie and Roger settled down for the night. But Benjamin continued staring at the sky, hoping for the light's return. He had not been able to prove his father wrong this evening, but he supposed it was a start. Benjamin wished his friends a good night as they retired to their tents. He sat by the fire quietly, replaying the events of his childhood in his head. He made up his mind that one day soon, he would return alone and capture proof that the spaceship was real. He would prove his father wrong someday. He just knew it. As he stared into the fire, Benjamin's ears did not pick up the quiet chatter passing behind him. He did not hear the clunking of machinery nor the light laughter. Behind him, a pair of men carried their equipment back through the desert, satisfied that they had pulled off yet another successful prank.